Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New York, New Jersey exit poll for Election Day 2005. And as you vote today in New York, listen for this sound. Ah, that satisfying sound of the booth opening or closing. And guess what? It may be the last time you encounter that clunky lever as you exercise democracy in New York elections. Those old mechanical machines, which first came to New York over a century ago. Well, under federal law, voting machines must go electronic by the 2006 election. But don't cry just yet. There are some loopholes that may postpone the retirement of these machines until we have something to replace them with. With me now to talk briefly about the changes is John Ravitz, Executive Director of the New York City Board of Elections. Hello, John Ravitz.
Brian, how are you?
Good. So is this actually the last time voters might be using these old clunkers?
No. The state legislature wanted to take the federal legislation, the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA, and enact many of the provisions into the state election law. Unfortunately, it took them 2 years to finally put a package together, and the final package, which they passed last June and the governor signed into law in July, calls for each polling site for the September 2006 primary to have one new voting system in place and then have all of the remaining machines, the old machines removed and the new machines in for the September 2007 primary.
Now, I understand that New York risks losing federal funds if we don't comply with the Help America Vote Act on time. Is some federal funding at stake next year?
Well, I mean, we are still waiting for the formula and for the State Board of Elections to give the New York City Board, as well as all the other boards throughout the state, the list of those new voting systems that they have certified as being HAVA required. Brian, this has been...
HAVA was passed in 2002.
HAVA was passed in 2002, and I think you and I talked early on when I took this position in 2003 that it had been our hope that we would have been able to phase in a new voting system for the voters of the city of New York over a three-election cycle.
Right.
I had hoped that we could have actually started last year in 2004 in one borough, this year in 2005 do two or three boroughs in which we had to deal with the Justice Department on pre-clearance issues, and then for 2006 be fully implemented. Because the legislature actually sat on this for two full legislative sessions, they really have put us all in a very tight corner now. The State Board of Elections, under the state legislation now, first had to form a citizens commission that will hold hearings over the next 45 days. And at that point, once the hearings are completed, the plan supposedly is for the State Board of Elections to then give the list of those vendors that they have, as I said, deemed to be HAVA compliant to all of the counties, and then the counties are going to have to make their determination on which new system it will be. The system will either be a DRE machine, which is the equivalent of the ATM touchscreen machine, or an OpScan machine, which is basically a voter would go, instead of to a voting booth, they would go into a privacy booth. They would actually fill out their ballot, and then they would themselves take it to a scanner and scan their ballot in. But we are still, even though we're doing a lot of the as much internal work as we can, we are still walking somewhat in the dark because we can't do anything until the state board puts and provides us with that list.
Have you decided which voting machine technology you're going to use in New York City?
No. The commissioners are going to be very, very clear and are very clear on this. We have seen many of the machines, both the OpScan and the DREs, but once we know which vendors, because as of today, Tuesday, November 8th, no vendor has been certified throughout the state for a HAVA-compliant machine.
Are you committed to buying some kind of voting machine in which voters will get a receipt?
Yeah, well, that's also part of the state law, and that's very important because whatever system we choose, it's going to be our job to lower people's anxiety level and concerns about having some sort of accountability. In the state legislation, it clearly stated that whatever system a county chooses, whether it be a DRE or an OpScan, there has to be a verifiable paper trail. And so the vendors now, knowing that, are having to, you know, put that in into their format for their systems, or else they can't even bother to show it to us.
And what would happen anyway if someone thinks there's an error, a computer error, and they want to contest their vote once you go to computerized systems?
Well, again, I think that's that we're going to be in uncharted territory in many of that regards. What we have to do, and I think one of the commissioners, what the commissioners will clearly do, is when we know which vendors are in play, we are going to have everybody on a level playing field. They are going to come in to a stated commissioner's meeting, or our commissioner's meetings or public meetings. We'll do a lot of press releases to make sure that the public can also be invited. And we will be able to ask those questions of the vendor as well. But security clearly is one of the things that our staff is already looking at as we begin the preparation of at least helping the commissioners select a formula for criteria and weighting that formula. And security is clearly one of the top of things that we have to deal with.
So how much federal funding do you think we stand to lose next year?
Well, I'm not saying we're going to lose it. New York State has received roughly about $220 million so far. The majority of that money should be sent to the counties for the transition into new machines. But again, New York City, which we have the most voters of any county in the state, we're going to have to fight for our fair share and more. And that's why over the last 2 years I've testified in front of the city council and the state legislature to remind both members of the council and the state legislature that HAVA was a three-year funding plan, and we've seen the first 2 years, but we haven't seen year three, and we might not see year three because Congress might just not fund it because they're looking around the country and seeing so many states that haven't moved forward that money was unappropriated funding. So they might just take that money and put it back into something for their own district as well.
By the way, we just had a guest a little while ago from the Citizens Union who advocated same-day voter registration. Do you have a position on that? How do you think it would work in New York City?
I think it would, again, that would be a decision that the commissioners would have to vote on for policy. I think same-day voting in certain areas of the state, you possibly could do it. I think in New York City, it would be a very, very tough thing to do.
Why?
Well, I think, again, we would have to, you know, it's one thing to want to make sure that everyone who is registered make sure that they have an opportunity to vote. People coming in and not, you know, being able to verify who they are, I think it would be something that would have to be worked out. We'd have to have a lot of checks and balances in place. I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but we would have to review it, and we'd have to see. I'd like to see what some of the other large urban cities would be doing if they were moving in that direction as well.
All right. How old are these old machines that were going to soon phase out?
We've had them in our possession since the early 1960s.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be relief for you when they're gone?
Well, I'm very paternal to these machines. You know, as a former elected official, they served me well when I ran for office. And I have to tell you that last year we had 7,030 machines out throughout the city, and we only had to replace 20 during the course of the day.
How about that?
These machines are strong. We do a lot of preventive maintenance throughout the year in all of our machine facilities. We have 5 machine facilities in which we host these machines. But the problem that we're having is we're running out of parts for some of these machines. So I've always said that moving to a new voting system should be an exciting thing for the voters of the city of New York. Our job is going to have to be to, as I said, lower people's anxiety levels about change, but also go out into every community of the city with these new systems and give people an opportunity to use them to see how they work before they even have to go to their polling site in September 06 or September 07.
John Ravitz, Executive Director of the New York City Board of Elections, waxing sentimental for the analog world. John, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New York, New Jersey exit poll for Election Day 2005. And don't forget our election returns program. I'll be anchoring tonight beginning at 9 o'clock on AM 820 and FM 93.9 WNYC. Now we have a real talk radio phenomenon taking place among our callers. You know, talk radio tends to attract the disaffected. And with Bloomberg projected to win by about 40 points in the latest polls, I think Bloomberg voters, numerous though you may be, are pretty complacent. And who knows if all the Bloomberg voters aren't going to stay home because you just don't see any reason. And all those angry, disaffected Ferrer voters are going to be the ones who turn out because our board is being overwhelmed with Ferrer voters. Maybe you're the only ones who feel strongly enough to get motivated to call a talk show. So let's go through a bunch of these Ferrer voters real quick. Jim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Make your quick case for Fernando Ferrer.
I'm scared to lose those voting machines because I think the only person that can beat Spitzer is Diebold, you know, that guy that makes those machines that come up Republican all the time.
That's the name of the company. Yeah, well, John, you know, Ravitz did say that they're committed to getting ones that give you paper receipts. So.
Right. Well, that's good. You know, I'm angry that the Democrats couldn't field a candidate that could actually lay a glove on Bloomberg's idea that he's really a Democrat in Republicans' clothing on all the big issues, education, homelessness, civil liberties. I think he has failing marks. There's 14,000, by the city's own numbers, 14,000 homeless kids in New York today. That is a much bigger number than under Giuliani, a number that we haven't really seen since the Depression. I don't know why that statistic's not out there, but all you have to do is go to the Department of Homeless Services website, and they will tell you straight up how many kids are in the streets today.
Jim,
and it's only getting worse.
Jim, thanks a lot. Jim voted. Vernon on Staten Island, you're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. Another Ferrer voter.
Yes, and I'm really gratified to hear so many people. I'm just surprised that so many people are calling in saying that they're voting for Ferrer. I'm voting for him because I just was reminded of how shoddily protesters have been treated in this city, from the Republican campaign through the thing with the bicycle riders. And also, I think that Bloomberg, I don't completely dislike him. I loved what he did with the Gates Project, the thing with Christo and his support for the arts, but I think he's spending pornographic amounts of money to win his second term. I mean, he could just run on his record. I think it's obscene what he's doing.
Vernon, thanks a lot. Your vote has been registered.
Right,
Brian in Manhattan, you're on WNYC, another Ferrer voter.
Hi, Brian. You trying to persuade those other voters to come out and vote for Bloomberg there with your comments earlier?
Which comments do you mean?
It sounds like you're all at home asleep, you know. You better get out there. These Ferrer guys are
I'm just saying the Bloomberg voters have not, for whatever reason, had the motivation to call in. And you guys are calling in because you feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, well, and one of the things, too, is, Bloomberg loves to tout, you know, he likes his mantra is take a gun to a knife fight. And I think that just sort of talks about his management style, very much as a business sort of corporate CEO type, and also says a lot about the company that he keeps in the circles in which he runs. Looking at his support for the West Side Stadium project, I remember him talking, I think he said on a program, would generate something to the tune of, 70,000 jobs or something, but you know, I think he's somebody who's, you know, looking at this from a top-end, management. But those types of jobs, whether it's selling, snacks at different events or whether it's cleaning up meeting halls and things like that, says to me he's not somebody who's in touch with the general populace here that maybe Ferrer might be, coming from the Bronx and, having that heritage.
Brian, your informal, thoroughly unscientific vote has been recorded. And all these Ferrer callers woke Allison in Manhattan up out of her complacent slumber, and she has placed a call for... Hi, Allison.
Bloomberg.
Tell us why.
Because Ferrer blatantly and openly on his debate said he support homosexuality, and I would not embrace any ruler who support homosexuality.
But Mayor Bloomberg says he's for gay rights, too.
No, but he left it up to the law to decide.
To the court.
But
right.
Yeah, and Bloomberg is still a better person.
Allison, thank you very much. John in Glen Rock, you're on WNYC.
Brian.
Hey, John.
How about some shameless electioneering?
Yeah, I always say electioneering. Welcome here on our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit poll.
Well, I am the campaign manager for Han for Council, and the candidate is on the phone, and here she is.
Uh-oh, now that is electioneering.
Hey, Brian.
Hello, candidate Han.
Hi, come on out to Glen Rock and vote Lisa Han for Council.
Yeah, you know, since I live in New York City and I'm registered in New York City, I think I'd get arrested if I did that.
I think so, unfortunately. But we're hearing from a lot of people, even Republicans and independents, that they're voting for me. because, like some of your earlier callers, they're just fed up with the way it's always been run, and they just want to have some different voices and people who are willing to have more diverse opinion being expressed before decisions are made. And so we're cautiously optimistic.
This is Han for Glen Rock City Council.
That's yes. Right.
Brian?
Yes?
When can we expect your reporter tonight? Because I know you're going out to all the major campaign headquarters.
Personally, I'm going to do the 21-county New Jersey tour between now and 9 o'clock. The coverage starts at 9 o'clock, as I've said, and good luck with your city council race. And there you go. I say electioneering welcome here, and I mean it. Susie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Hi, Susie.
So I am a Green Party member, and I always vote Democratic, except for the Brooklyn Borough President. I'm going to vote Green, but I'm a Bloomberg supporter this time.
A Green Party supporter for Bloomberg. How come?
Yes. Everyone's saying that they want to change. I grew up in New York, and I remember what it was like in the 80s, and I remember what it was like under Dinkins. And I don't think that Frère can handle New York. I don't think that he would be able to manage this huge thing that is New York City. And I agree with everyone. I don't like Bloomberg spending in this election. I disagree with his West Side Stadium thing. And I don't like what he did with the protesters at the Republican National Convention.
But you think he's super competent and Frère would be over his head?
Yes.
Susie, thanks a lot. And here's a Green Party supporter for the Green Party candidate, Richard in Jamaica Hills.
Hi, I'm not really a supporter as much as I'm casting a protest vote. I am thoroughly disgusted with Mayor Bloomberg, as one of your other callers indicated, because of his treatment of the protest to the Republican convention and his backing for the stadium plan.
So you're casting a protest vote for the Green Party candidate, Mr. Gronowitz.
And I am totally disenchanted with Ferrer because of the fact that if not for his actions in the first Bloomberg election, Bloomberg would not have gotten elected.
Richard, thank you very much. Your informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific vote has been registered. By the way, we have on our website interviews with a number of minor party candidates in New York and New Jersey, including the Green Party candidate Gronowitz. Ed in Livingston is going to get the last word. Ed, we have 15 seconds for you.
I'm a longtime registered Democrat, and I voted for Forrester.
Why? Real quick.
Primarily because I was very unhappy with Corzine not voting for Roberts. That was my main reason. I didn't see a lot of difference between the two of them. I don't really like either one of them, but I thought Roberts was excellent, and I didn't understand why Corzine voted against him.
Ed, thanks a lot. That's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific WNYC New York, New Jersey election poll for Election Day 2005. Thanks to all of you for your phone calls, your reasons, your arguments. Join me for election returns coverage beginning tonight at 9 on WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer.